Oh yeah, let's go back to Summit County overview. And some of the things I wanted to show you was, I've got some of these, he referred to them as revealers here. So here is bridges in Summit County. And I got a revealer here. This will show us where the bridges are. So if they were to tell us a certain bridge was out, you know, we could zoom in, see where that bridge is at. And we've got the bridges. Could be useful in a flooding incident, for instance. We have the, in addition to the larger elevation map, I've got the elevation in a revealer here where I can might look at, I might be particularly interested in looking at the lowlands in the valley, for instance. So I might just use a revealer to look at that. That's all readily available for us. We also have dams. So notice there's not too many dams in northern Summit County, and you come down here and there's a few. Out in the lake section, makes sense, right? There's some in the middle here too. Again, if we have a dam that's, we have a report of a dam that's in danger, we can zoom in and try to find that dam. There's a water body, it doesn't have a name. So we can, these are all things that came off the Summit County GIS disk that I passed around. The type of things that are on there. There's a lot more on there. I didn't want to get into it too much. And then you may be wondering, what there's also, I made, you can make custom stuff. And I made a custom Aries member. Okay, and you look at an Aries member, here is Dave Smith. Let's look at Dave Smith. We'll see what I assigned to as properties for an Aries member. I think we need more properties, but I've got his name, his street address, and that's how he's located. And I went down to, does he have a dual band HT, a dual band mobile, an HF base? Does he have a wind link? Does he have a Red Cross back? Now these are all dummy values because I didn't have the actual, these are the kind of things that we can do. And then we can decide, for instance, to display only the Aries volunteers that have a dual band mobile, if that's what we need. And then we can say, okay, who's the closest Aries volunteer with a dual band mobile to the situation that can go? So, and then we can look in here and I think in here, yeah, in here or somewhere is a phone number, right? So we can call Dave and ask him, can you take your mighty dual band mobile and go over to the dam that's about to burst and just leave the radio on, and when the signal stops, we know the water came through. We might do that, for instance. That's the kind of thing we might want to do. And if you notice here, I don't know if you've noticed, but I turn on the hospitals and I turn on the Aries volunteers, they all have a little red X on them. Isn't that odd? Well, I decided to do a little experiment. Because I live fairly high. And I said to myself, what if it rained for 38 days and 38 nights? Because we know if it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, then everyone's underwater, right? Been there, done that. So what if it rained for 38 days and 38 nights, and water was just in the street in front of my house? Who would there be left to talk to, I asked. So what I did is I did a flood. A flood that's just down the street from me. And I said, who hasn't drowned besides me? And the answer is, Pat Morrow hasn't drowned. And Sam hasn't drowned. And I haven't drowned. This guy over here doesn't count because he's not in the box, so he can't be drowned. So I'm pretty high anyway. So I was just kind of playing around with that. And the other thing I might do here is if I turn on the elevation data with the flood, you can kind of see that there's some little patches that stick out of the flood. Right.
And what's your flood elevation out of curiosity?
About 1170.
That's a lot of water.
It's a lot of water. Like I say, it's got to rain for 38 days and 38 nights to get lapping at my door. But it's, you know, I was just playing. A lot of these scenarios are like on the coastland or where there's a little more relief, and you know, flooding to my house is not really a realistic scenario, although flooding in my basement is and has happened. So you can do these kind of things, which are kind of interesting things. So if I feel bad for you guys, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take that flood and delete it. So now, you guys, you know, you're not drowning anymore, so welcome back to the land of the living. You know, you lost your little red X's. And so this is a very good sort of situation awareness. Where are my people? I can sort them by any kind of things that I put in their fields. I can instead of a flood, I could have there's a plume element. So if I had a chemical leak and the wind was blowing a certain way, I could see where the plume is. I could draw a box and say, this is where the power is out. So who do I have nearby, but not actually in that area, who has a dual band mobile, and I know has a rubber chicken in a brown paper bag, and I can send them there, because that might be important. There might be some reason that we need that. So, you know, you can do a lot of sort of mini sorting in here to do that sort of thing. So that's kind of the overall Summit County general deal. And there's some other interesting things you can do, but I'm going to show you a couple other things.
Did that elevation data come from that?
That quick start, yes. And the other thing he told you is that the background doesn't work if you're not online, but I'm not online. What I think that was earlier is that now they have this cache where if you've zoomed in before and you go offline, you can zoom in again. And so this actually is, I don't want to delete anything anymore. I want to turn some displays off. Let's turn off the elevation data. If you zoom in here, this is OpenStreetMap background. It zooms in with you and starts showing you the streets.
Does it show street names? Can it do that?
I'm getting there. It depends on if I'm in an area that I've zoomed in before here. Yes, so we zoom in and it'll show you the street names. Apparently over here I never zoomed in while I was connected to the internet. What you really need to do is go around the whole map and zoom in. And then it stores it in the cache, and then you don't have to be online. So yeah, it does a lot of this stuff. So it has multiple scales. There's about 15 different levels of zoom you can do. And then these streets in here correspond to the road network that it uses to do routes. So you can have it tell me the route from here to say the shelter, and it'll give you a route, and you can actually, it'll give you turn by turn directions for that route, and you can email it to someone on their cell phone because we had them turn text on, and now we can do that. And then if you put a notice in that this bridge is out or something, it'll reroute, and you can get a new set of turn by turn directions and email that to them. So it's a lot of potential there, but this is just sort of I want to make you aware that there are a lot of data out there for some counties.